Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party, 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 party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae, and I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. You're now tuned in to Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet. That was Usher featuring Jada Kiss with Throwback. And now it's time for tips and tricks. Yes, I'm adding a cheers for that one because I have to drink some water. Hold on. Yes, because today we're talking about tips and tricks to let you know if you're being played. In this game of love that everybody's chasing, you got to be leery. There are some people that are not out there for the right reasons, and I'm here to help you decipher. Because I think a lot of people nowadays are really chasing, they're chasing affection, and they're turning a blind eye to certain things, and they're getting hurt. So, here are some tips and tricks for you. Okay, here are some signs that you're getting played. All right, the first thing is, now I'm gonna break this down in a two-parter kind of thing. The first set is going to be what they're doing, and the second set is going to be how you can avoid being played, okay? Because let's be honest, we can't stop people. We can teach people how to treat us, but we can't stop people from doing whatever it is they're going to want to do, because they're going to do it regardless, all right? You just have to, you got to be aware. You got to, it just hit me. You got to stay woke. And I laugh because me and Brown Sugar, we just had a conversation about making a t-shirt that says stay woke. And we're going to incorporate, because, you know, come on, black folks. You know, that's our phrase. We coined that phrase. We started that phrase. Honestly, we started that phrase back in 1923. But that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother topic. We will definitely talk about that on the show later down the road. Now, we're talking about they and what the player's going to do. Player's going to play, baller's going to ball, all right? They will use the L-bomb too fast. They're going to tell you they love you. They're going to get real clingy. They're going to get to you close and real fast, okay? Players pretend to catch feelings fast, complimenting you excessively and flattering you with constant attention to get you to fall for them. If they start telling you how much they care deeply for you before you really know, before you know one another, this behavior can be an act. They want you hooked, so you'll stick around when they start acting like a player. Like, that's the whole thing. Now, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I've been a player. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been a player and I've been played. So I can speak from experience, all right? A player might call every night, text all day, and perhaps even fall asleep on the phone with you at night at the beginning of the relationship. They might also want to spend as much time together as possible. Players might also give you an affectionate nickname like babe, cutie, anything like that to make you feel more connected to them. And as a lot of you know, that's really just keeping y'all in the rotation. Okay, let's not sugarcoat it. It's a rotation because we can't keep up with the names. All right. Now, like, look, this goes for women and men. All right. I ain't just talking about the brothers. There's some lady players out there too. All right. You ladies, I think you're slicker than men are. We get caught. Y'all don't. Now, early in the relationship, stick to your personal schedule and limit the number of weekly dates to one or two. If your date seems overeager, take your time. All right. They won't try to monopolize your time if they're serious. The next thing, they will make extreme promises, but don't see it through. And I've done that. I've seen it. I've had it happen to me. You know, these players, like I said, when you hear player, don't think it's just men. It's women too. Okay. These players love to make dramatic romantic declarations designed to steal your heart and make you think they're the one. However, a partner's actions are more important than their words. A player will loudly vow to treat you right, but a genuine person would simply do it without making the declaration. For example, a player might say, you know, I would never treat you like that, or I'll take care of you forever. Those are sweet things to say, but their actions should always back up their promises, all right? Now, they'll ghost you for long periods of time. After turning on the charm, a player will suddenly stop answering your calls and texts consistently. They might leave you hanging for days at a time, sporadically texting you and then not answering for long intervals. I've been through this a lot in my past. Before I found this brown sugar bait, it was the run of the game. It's the run of the mill. It happens, you know, when you're juggling multiple people, you know, it happens. It really does. Now, the point of texting and calling is to build a stronger relationship. So someone who drops you without a word is probably playing games. All right. It's okay if someone leaves you hanging once or twice and comes back with a valid reason. You know, after all, you gotta understand, life is unpredictable. Life be lifing, okay? Things happen. Now, if you start noticing a consistency of lies, you gotta pay attention to the red flags, all right? Think about their circumstances before assuming they're a player. For example, you know, they probably just busy if they don't text you for several hours during the workday. Which, you know, I used to work at T-Mobile and I used to pick up extra shifts and I used to always be at work. So my thing, it was a blurred line of both. You know, I would honestly, like, I'd use work as an excuse. Hey, look, babe, I can't do, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm at work. I gotta open up early in the morning. I've been there. Okay. So I know the telltale sign. The next thing is, this is a good one. They won't make plans or commitments with you or always have excuses for spending time with you. That was me. I ain't gonna lie. That was me. I was a player back in the day, you know? So for everybody out there who has dated me, if you're listening, I'm sorry and I apologize, okay? I was out there charging to my heart, not my head, all right? Charge it to my head, not my heart. I was just trying to find love. That's all I was trying to do. Now, players often appear to suddenly lose interest, leaving you to chase after them. If you're trying to schedule every date and the other person still says they're busy, more often than not, you might be dealing with a player. Now, fellas, I know a lot of y'all have been left on red, and then you text, and then a day goes by, and you text, and you look up, you're like four text messages, and a week later in, hey, bro, you ain't the one. You got to cut your ties and keep moving, man, okay? Now, however, a player will still show interest in sex, all right? Often jumping at the chance to get together for intimacy, but bailing on dates. You know, that person gonna have a ton of excuses for why they can't spend time with you instead of saying, I'm sorry. They'll make excuses to get you to drop the issue or say you're overreacting when you're just feeling, when your feelings are justified. You know, if you're dating one of these type of people, it'll feel like you're no longer the priority, which in honesty, you're not. Okay, let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it real. All right, this is Global R&B 96.3. We ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing over here. We're gonna tell the truth. All right, you're not a priority because that person is juggling multiple people. You know, that man is juggling multiple women. That woman is juggling multiple men. Okay, remember that no matter how much you like them in the beginning, you do not deserve to feel like that. Okay. They won't respect your boundaries. A healthy relationship involves respecting another's physical and emotional boundaries, which a lot of people playing the game, they struggle to do. They'll expect you to be free when they want to hang out, but won't accommodate to your schedule. They might pressure you for intimacy or ask for, you know, this is a good one. They might ask for the new photos. Hey, little baby, we're gonna send me something real quick. Hey man, look, I told you, we telling the truth. We gonna throw it out there. I've been there. Fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. Ladies, y'all do it too. Don't even act like you don't, because you do. Come on now. I've been on the receiving end of that text message. Ooh, send me a pic of that. Where is it at? Yes, come on, people. I told you, we gonna dive in. We gonna tell the truth about this thing. All right. Now, with that being said, even if you said no, they still gonna try to persist. Players are only interested in their own desires and not yours, which is, I mean, it's true. It's true. They just for self-gratification. You know, you have to study their reactions as well. If you say no, do they start to show less interest? If this is the case, then it might be time to consider cutting them loose or taking a step back. Remember that ignoring boundaries in a relationship is never okay. Nobody should push you to do something that you don't want to do, unless it's for the betterment of yourself. All right. And if they try to make you feel guilty, it's not worth your time. It's not worth your time. Now, here's a good one. They will want to keep your relationship private. All too often, you know, players won't want to seen. They don't want to be seen in public or make the relationship official on social media because they prefer to keep that single status and date around after you get together. I think this is very relatable to all of us because I think we've all been there. We've all been in that relationship where we got a side chick or we got a side dude and we say that phrase, man, I don't like nobody in my business. Man, it's about me and you. You ain't got to put that on for everybody. Okay, we've all been there. Now, these people might avoid posting pictures of you too, or changing their Facebook relationship status, their Instagram status, anything like that. And they'll invite you to private hangout sessions rather than public dates. it's funny because it kind of takes me down a memory lane, you know, of what I've been through and what I've done. You know, like I said, I'll never profess to be that saint. Like, I've always done right by women. I haven't. Okay. I've done my dirt and I'm paid for my deceits. Okay. That's why I'm here to give you guys all the information that I can, you know. Now these players might even be, kind of craggy about their social media and put off friending you on Facebook or following you on other platforms like Twitter and Instagram. There's always a chance that this person genuinely doesn't feel ready for a relationship. You know, now with that being said, they need to say that. You know, that's part of that being upfront and direct. But if they're not playing you, they'll usually come out and say that. Okay. On the other hand, players don't just want to be tied down, and that's really the crux of it. A player likes to be a player, you know. Even if they get caught, You know, they brush it off and they just go on to the next one. But I think that comes with maturity. You know, you have to, you gotta bump your head a couple times to get that right notion of what's going on and being aware. Okay, now check this out. Here are some ways that you can avoid being played. So now let's take some accountability and put it back on ourselves and understand that there's some things that we could do to stop being played. Okay, now here's what you can do. You can set boundaries early on in the relationship. Boundaries are important for any relationship because they define what you're comfortable with, how you want to be treated by other people. You deserve to feel safe and respected around the person you're dating. So figure out your boundaries and tell your date about them as soon as possible. There's nothing, matter of fact, that should always be talked about kind of in the first, you know, few dates. Because you wanna understand that person. Important boundaries include communication style, personal space preference, desire for commitment versus casual relationship, and expectations for physical intimacy. All right. The next thing is you want to take responsibility for your dating life. Okay. Now, like I said, I had some things for that they do. Now I got some things that you can do to avoid being played. All right. While a player's behavior is not your fault, it's important to examine your dating history and think about why players have gotten close to you in the past. You know, if you've dated players in the past, there's often an underlying reason why you overlook the warning signs. You're responsible for your happiness. So take charge and resolve not to invest time in people who don't deserve it. Okay. Nobody likes being played. However, loneliness and a lack of boundaries can cause people to ignore red flags that other people catch easily. You know, do you give away your trust without making other people earn it? That's a valid question. Do you give fourth and fifth chances when you know in your gut that they don't deserve it? By recognizing these patterns, you can put a stop to it, right? But you have to be aware. Stay woke, black folk, all right? I might turn that into a shirt that you can get on ChicoCigarLounge.com. Stay woke, black folk, all right? Now, here's another thing. Steer clear of people with self-esteem issues. Now, before you try to tear my head off about this self-esteem issue, just listen for a second, all right? Everyone is worthy of love. But severe self-esteem problems can lead to toxic behavior in relationships. And you shouldn't have to deal with that. Some people with low self-esteem develop a player mentality. I had low self-esteem. I'm not gonna lie. Okay? You know, through life, you kind of get beat down and you reach a point of low self-esteem. So that player mentality comes about because you build up this facade. Okay. They may crave attention and affection from anyone while struggling to give you the love you deserve. Self-esteem isn't a guarantee that someone will be a player, but it is a good idea to look for the warning signs if you date someone who clearly struggles to value themselves. You know, it's like this. If you feel like it's too much energy to put into it, if you don't feel like that redemption of reward or whatever for helping that person out is going to be great or valued or anything like that, if you feel like you're going to play yourself in a situation like that, it's probably going to happen. So you might want to leave it alone. Let that person fix themselves. Okay. There's professional help for that. I say it all the time. Seek professional help if it gets to that point. Now, you want to love yourself and take time for yourself. I say this all the time. I say this all the time, people. Okay, now it's right here written. And I'm reading it back to you. All right. Build your self-confidence by accepting your insecurities, recognizing your many talents, and celebrating your accomplishments, all right? Take care of your basic needs and give yourself time for fun, friends, and family. When you're confident, happy, and surrounded by a strong support system, it's harder for the player to take advantage of you, okay? Players work hard to charm on people who want to find love so badly that they can't accept and overlook unhealthy behaviors. Thank you, Miss Brown Sugar, because you be having me watch these shows, all these Love Islands, Love is Blind, Temptation Island. Listen, these people, these kids, I'll say kids, because they're 20, 21, 22. These young adults are so thirsty for love that they accept anything. And it's so sad to see it. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, to help you guys out. All right. Where was I at? Where was I at? Yeah, you got to build your self-confidence. So when, players work their charm on you, they want to find love so badly that they accept and overlook unhealthy behaviors. When you're satisfied with your life, a player's false promises won't seem so compelling. And that rings so true. When you're settled in yourself, nothing can really shake you. You know, and here's a good one. I tell people all the time, trust your instincts. All right. There's no denying that your gut feelings are powerful. It's a powerful tool, even if you can't quite explain why. That's called, for women, it's women's intuition. For men, it's a gut feeling. But all over, encompassed under one umbrella, you know what that's called? Discernment. Okay. You got to find your discernment. You know, you might second guess a date or repeatedly think about canceling because you're not sure if you want to go. You might even feel like your date is lying or putting on a show without being able to prove it yet. Your instincts tell you that something is wrong. Listen to them. Listen to that gut feeling. Listen to that woman's intuition. Nine times out of ten, it's going to take you the right way. Okay. Now, you want to stand up for yourself and be prepared to walk away. All right? That's a big one. Okay? And I say that because when you walk away, you got to mean it. You got to mean that shit. All right? Don't ignore, justify, or rationalize the red flags you're seeing. When you feel like your boundaries aren't being respected, ask your date to stop. Ask your boyfriend to stop. Ask your girlfriend to stop. If they show no interest in changing their ways, you'll know when it's time to walk away. All right, whether you're dating a player or not, it's important to value yourself and choose carefully who you'll invest your time with. You want to be assertive and confident when you talk to your date. It's never a bad thing to stand up for yourself. You know, you could say, I feel frustrated when I don't hear from you for days, or whatever the case is. It's important to me to feel connected to the person I'm dating, I'm not ready for sex yet. I need you to respect that. You know, it can be tough to walk away when you're already invested in the relationship. Just remember that your peace of mind comes first. And there are, just like the app, plenty of fish in the sea. All right, guys, look, those are your tips and tricks on how to avoid getting played and how to spot the player. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.